Faith-Based Community Prayers for the week of the 13th of September 2011. Praying today for those groups at Faith-Based thinking of Champlu and the youth crew that they teach here and all the stuff that they do. Also, the leaders of Champlu have been doing a thing called Whitecaps, which is on tour very soon, and in fact will be at Sadler's Wells Theatre in London, so that's really good news for them. The other group that we're praying for at the moment are the Western Opera Players, who are busily rehearsing in the background as I sit here, and they've got a concert at Faith-Based, well, two concerts on Friday and Saturday this week, so I hope they go well. Those people in the team and the community at Faith-Based this week, we pray for Mark, who is normally involved in the Wednesday Agape session. In the local area, we think of the life and residence of Morley Road. And in the local district of the Methodist Church, there's a couple of things coming on this weekend. The district youth weekend, which is at Portishead, and also the district synod, that's at Kingswood School. Thinking generally, we think about the weather and the effect that that's had on a number of people around and pray for them. Thinking in Britain and Ireland of the Northeast District of Ireland of the Methodist Church and also the Darlington District here in England. In the local area, along with the other churches in Jab, we pray for St Francis Church in Ashton and the Reverend Michael Jeffrey, who's their vicar. Praying also for preparations for the Methodist Youth Assembly called 3Generate, which happens at the beginning of November. Looking to the world, we're praying with Christians in the Caribbean, and notably, particularly the Methodist Church, which is represented in Jamaica, in Haiti, in Cuba, in Guatemala, in Nicaragua, and also as part of the Evangelical Church in the Dominican Republic. And we also, at this time, think about the Methodist Church in Fiji, that's under heavy persecution and is only allowed to meet on Sunday mornings and is not allowed to hold any other meetings at all. We also think about the Christians in China, and despite the restrictions, how the church there is managing to grow. And praying today for the world, thinking of a couple of things coming up, the Robin Hood tax, of which there's going to be some new material available in a couple of days, and a new project from Al Gore called Climate Reality, which will be going on at 7 o'clock all the way around the world tomorrow, with the facts and information about just what we need to know about climate change. With all of those prayers, I share a prayer written by Ruth G., who's the Darlington District Chair. God of grace, may I find a pearl today in the deep sea of faith, in the secure shell of intimacy, in the irritation that gives birth to new possibilities, in the death that leads to new life. And finding that pearl, may I discern its beauty, grasp it and share it, that others may see the pearl of great price, the pearl of your grace. Amen.